We've got mail. I don't know where I would be without the gospel. Thank you for helping me realize that. Baptisms for the Dead. I enjoyed the article, Why Do We Baptize for the Dead? March 2009. One of the things I enjoyed in this article is the mention of Christ preaching to the dead in the period of time between his death and resurrection. I find it especially reassuring that he would take time to do this when he had just returned to his Father. Thank you for putting articles like this in the magazine. Eli P., Utah.
Mormonats. Thank you very much for the continuing publication of the Mormonats. Recently, I put up all of the small-sized Mormonats in the hallways in our stake center during a regional youth dance. It was interesting to see some of the youth go up and down the hallways to see which ones they would find next. Our DJ, a longtime veteran of church dances, told me that some of the youth made a special effort to thank him for the good job and that no one argued or complained when he declined to play certain songs. They just chose different songs for him to play. I don't know if there's a correlation between this behavior and the Mormonats, but I like to think it wasn't a coincidence. Catherine M., Utah. Mormonats can be downloaded at newera.lds.org. Indexing help. Thank you for the article, Indexing Mania, May 2009. I was able to go online and start indexing. It's very rewarding and interesting. Anna Lee W.
Mission preparation. My mission began in May, and the March 2007 issue of The New Era helped me in my preparation to serve. I have come to know more of the greatness of my call to serve the Lord for 2 years. I love to share it with those who are also preparing for their mission. I am excited to join with the other missionaries spreading the message of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Bentley L., Philippines Butuan Mission.
Issue on Education. Thank you so much for the article, Real Life Education, in the April 2009 issue. I've been struggling with school and was being too hard on myself for not getting perfect grades. This article really helped me look at the real importance of education and that it's not the grade that shows up on your report card. Our young women leaders have challenged us to read the magazine each month cover to cover. I can't say I'm perfect at it, but the stories I do read inspire me so much and strengthen my testimony. I don't know where I would be without the gospel. Thank you for helping me realize that. Lori T., South Carolina. Thank you for the article, 5 Easy Ways to Make School Hard and 5 Hard Ways to Make School Easy, in the April 2009 issue. It helped me through the tough days at school. I carry around a copy of the issue in my school bag, and when I think that a topic is getting too hard, I pull it out and reread it. I also enjoy the music printed in the magazine because now I can play church music that isn't in the hymn book and that also relates to the youth as well as to older people. Kimberly T., New Zealand. We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Or write to New Era, 50 East, North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of article. We've got mail.